Hi, my name's Will Hackett-Jones, and this is the audiobook of my children's book, The Old Wooden House, written specifically to bore children to sleep. It works on adults too. This is a teaser, the first couple of minutes of the audiobook, for you to have a listen and decide if you want to buy the full audiobook. You can find it on willhj.com. Enjoy. The Old Wooden House by Will Hackett-Jones. It's bedtime now, little one, and I'm going to tell you a perfectly dull story to help you get to sleep. It's so dull, you could even call it boring. Now, for me to get started, I need to make sure you've been to the loo, have you? If not, off you go now. Have you got a drink of water by your bed? Go and get one. And your teeth are brushed? Wonderful. Now, snuggle up in bed, make sure you're warm and comfortable, and we'll begin. But there's one last thing I need you to do first. Are you ready? I need you to close your eyes, so that you can better see this story in your mind. If your eyes are open, you'll see all these things around you that aren't in the story. And then it won't be a boring story, will it? So, close your eyes and keep them closed, and we can begin. Once upon a time, on a small hill, there stood an old brown wooden house. The house had a ground floor, a first floor, and an attic. It was surrounded by a lawn, with a walled kitchen garden down from the veranda. Further down the hill began an apple orchard, which wrapped all the way round the bottom of the hill. The trees in this orchard were not very tall, so in the right season you could reach up and pick any apple you wanted. Late one afternoon, you waved goodbye to your best friend after playing all day. You stood on the veranda of this old wooden house to watch the sun set. The sky slowly turned golden, then orangey, and then it was filled with pinks and purples as the sun began to set. You thought it might be time for an apple. You walked down the few steps of the veranda into the kitchen garden. You could see the herbs growing in their various shades of green. A ladybird was sitting on a flower. You could smell lovely scents in the air as you passed each plant. Mummy would probably ask you to go pick some later for your evening meal, but not now. Now you were going for an apple. But what happens next? Ah, the mysteries of life. That's the end of this teaser section of the audiobook of The Old Wooden House. If you'd like to buy it, you can visit willhj.com and you'll find it there. Thanks. Sweet dreams.